Hi, everybody. This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com. And it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the opportunity and privilege of talking with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. And so I'd like to say hello to Shilpa. How are you today?
Hi. Yeah, I am absolutely good. Thank you.
Yes, it's so good to have you on the show with us. I'm excited to learn about your story.
Yes.
So to get us started, could you formally introduce yourself, who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy?
Yeah, actually to start with, I would like to say that even the small mention of the word introduction, it, you know, rings a bell and I feel scared.
Oh.
So yeah. I'll get started. I am Shilpa and I'm from India. I am currently pursuing my M.Tech. It's like Masters in Engineering from Institute of Chemical Technology. I was born and brought up in Haryana. It is the northern area of India, down the Great Himalayas. So, I am away from my family since 1 year, and now I'm really enjoying. Yeah.
What made you decide to study chemical engineering?
I did my graduation in biotechnology, so I was really interested to know the biochemistry that occurs inside our body. So I developed interest in chemicals also. So, it is a part of my M.Tech. So, this is how I entered into this field.
Okay. All right. Are there a lot of women in the field?
Yeah, actually, the chemistry involves a lot of women here as it is quite easy to do the bench work instead of going into the field and doing some hard work, in the sense like it happens in mechanical engineering. So yeah, a lot of women here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting, because the reason that I asked is that here in the United States, we find that there's not a lot of women in the science field. So I was just curious, because here it's mostly men.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you plan to do once you graduate?
I am planning to pursue my higher education, that is my PhD in chemical engineering.
Okay, wow. Do you eventually someday want to teach?
Again, the word teaching, I We already know that, it's sometimes difficult to even speak, and the thought of teaching students is like a big decision. So I'm not sure about it right now.
I really appreciate your honesty in talking about how anxious it makes you feel to do an in introduction or what it means for the word teach for you. I think a lot of people that stutter can relate to what you're saying, so I'm glad that you put that right out there in the open. So what's it like for you to be a person who stutters?
As a whole, if I see that, even when during my academics, even when I know exactly what I have in my mind, I was not able to speak out. It is so suffocating inside, and it gets more worse when you are in your teenage years. There is a huge adrenaline rush every time, and yet you are not able to speak in the open. You are not able to giggle, whisper, and all those stuff that other teenage students enjoy. So yeah, my childhood and teenage years were not so well good. But as soon as I entered into my adulthood, I realized that I cannot live like this my whole life. I have to do something about it. So I think that I am on the journey that I have to accept myself. When I am able to accept myself, only then others will accept me. So I started bringing out this topic of stammering with my fa in conversation with my family and my friends. And yeah, they also were very, very humble, and they talked to me about it. So I got support from almost every pair. So now I am really very enjoying my life.
Oh, that's so great to hear. That's so wonderful that you found the courage to do that and bring it up. So when you were a child, you never talked about your stammering?
First of all, I was not able to figure it out that what was happening to me. I was speaking, but I was not speaking clearly. I was laughing and talking, but I was not able to talk after I had done a lot of exercise, or like when my metabolic rate was high, then again I was not able to find my breath. So yeah, it was quite hard. Then when I entered into my teenage years, I know that I have a stammer, but then I was very, very shy to talk about it in open. Yes, it was quite hard.
So thank you for sharing that. What was it like? What was it like with your family? Was your family supportive of your stuttering?
It is a very complicated question, I will say. Yeah, actually, this stammering cannot be easily seen, especially when you are a girl in India. How the girl hiatus is here. So my parents were not very open about it. They did not even talk to me about my stammering. They just went on to all those speech therapists and all those yoga classes, and they were not very, very supportive in my initial years. But as I grow up, I have started accepting this. So I have observed the change in attitude of my parents. Now they are really very supportive these days. Yeah.
Now, did you say yoga classes?
Yeah, actually, there is some kind of yoga that everybody says that can cure speech impediments.
I see. So you tried that as a child?
Yeah, I still like yeah, in up to my 18 or 19 years of age, I was doing all those rubbish stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever do any speech therapy? You mentioned that briefly too. Did you do any therapy?
Yes, actually, I have done two different kind of therapies. One was color therapy. Like it is believed that if you put some specific colors in on your hands, then it will get positive energy around you, and then you will be cured.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
yes, it was like that. And then there were some magnets that were to be put at certain parts of your hands, and then they will again attract the positive energy that will affect your speech in a good way. But I have done all of those, and I have not found any kind of improvement at all. Then I resorted to a physical kind of therapy, as in where I have to do the speeches and all those exercises. So I have gone around like 2 or 4 months to that speech therapy center, and yeah, I saw a certain level of improvement in me, but again, it vanished as soon as I quit it. That.
Oh, yeah. I hear that a lot with people from all over the world, 'cause I've talked to women all over the world about their stammering and their stuttering journey. And many
Yeah.
people they're successful for a while they're in therapy, but then when they stop therapy, they lose the techniques that they'd been using that helped them for a short time to be fluent.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so it sounds like you experienced the same thing.
Yes, I did.
Are you involved in any therapy now?
Oh, but I would like to mention that I am currently a member of the Indian Stammering Association. It is an organization for the which is run by people who stammer it themselves. So I go regularly to their meetings that is held every Sunday. So yeah, like we exercise there, we do some techniques, we talk to each other. So I think it is helping me a lot.
I've heard of TISA. I've heard of the
Yeah,
Indian
Tisa.
Stammering Association. For a while, I followed their blog, and the website, and I think that's wonderful that you're involved with that. I was going to ask what type of support is available, and you said that you meet once a week.
Yes, we do.
That's wonderful. Here in the United States, most of the support group meetings that we have, and they're all throughout the country, most of our self-help groups only meet once a month. So it
Okay.
sounds like you have a lot of support.
Yes, yeah, I have. I do have.
Now, are there many women that attend?
See, as I have already told, being a woman, and that too, a stammering woman, is a big, big issue here. Yeah. See, I had just attended the annual conference of TISA, and you will be surprised to know that out of 110 participants, only four or five were girls or women. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. So this was the conference that was in October, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
So there was about five women and 100 men.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I can understand that the stammering ratio among men and women is 4:1. But still, there are a lot of women who stammers, but they are not so much open about it, and they just do not want to be in, limelight, or they just do not want to expose themselves. I don't know, the somewhere inside me, I know the reason, as I once myself was in that position. But in order to live a fruitful life, you have to step out of your comfort zone.
I totally agree with you, because if you stay hidden and not choose to acknowledge or accept your stammering, it can almost be like living in a prison, right?
Yes, yeah.
So do you think that that's why so many women keep it to themselves out of fear?
Yeah, they just fear of almost everything. They are fear that if they came out in open and if they talked about their stammering, they will not get married. Marriage is really a big issue here. You have to be perfect in order to get married to a decent guy. So it's all about how your parents have raised you, and it's all about in which particular region you live and you stay.
So you think a lot of women who are out there that stammer, they think that it's better to keep it hidden because it's looked at as an imperfection?
Yes, yeah.
Do you think that as well?
See, pertaining to the current scenario, you might not find it, correct, but we live in the third world. And things are a lot more complicated here. Imperfection is all about that you are not able to, speak for yourself. In India, girls and especially women and girls are not allowed to speak for themselves. They are always under the pressure of this male dominant society. So they, this thought that they are imperfect if they have a stammer, this thought, they have acquired this thought at a very young age. So I do not think that this is a kind of imperfection, but I can understand what those girls are feeling, so I cannot blame them at all.
It's very different here in the United States than it is there in India.
Yes.
Now you mentioned that in order for girls or women to marry, that they almost have to be perfect. Do you have arranged marriages there?
Yes. First of all, I would like to say that this concept that in order to get married in India, you have to be perfect. This concept, I cannot generalize this concept to each and every area of this country, as this concept is nowadays only limited to certain parts of the country. So, yeah,
I see.
it is the thing. Yes, and about your question about arranged marriages, yes, I will say that even we are in the 21st century, our marriages and with and the person with whom we will be spending our whole lives, these things are decided by our parents. Yes.
What do you think of that?
As I have told you that I have been living with my parents for about 22 years, and now I am in my 23rd year, and I have been living without them. So my thoughts are quite changed in the past 1 year. When I used to live with my parents, they always raised me with the feeling that they will always do good. They will always do good for me and will always, help me in each and everything. So my marriage was like to be decided by them only. But as soon as I got out, as soon as I, just stepped out of my comfort zone, I have found that yes, I have the full right to choose the person with whom I will like to spend my whole life.
That's a huge step out of your comfort zone, huh?
Yes,
Have you found somebody?
I will not answer that question. No, it's not like that. I am on the right path, and yeah, I am, just observing the world around me, and I'm in a hope that soon I will be able to, find that person. Yes.
Yes, that's a wonderful way to answer that. You're exploring your world and exploring your options.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, going back to the TISA conference, what type of workshops and activities were held at the conference?
Yes. Actually, the ESA was founded by Dr. Sachin Srivastava. He's a doctor. So, and he's a very, very nice guy. And he has inculcated a concept that is called acceptance. So the aim of ESA and the aim of the conference that was held is that we should first accept ourselves. We should first accept that yes, we stammer, and yes, we have a life, and yes, we can enjoy each and every second here. So with this concept, ESA moves ahead. The volunteers, they organize these small self-help groups, workshops all over the country, and they just organize these meetings very well. They use a variety of techniques like prolongation, abdominal breathing, bouncing, and they teach young generation all these techniques so that they can inculcate these into their speech habits.
I see. I see. And was there anything at the conference that was not about techniques, but was there opportunity to talk about feelings and acceptance and everyday life and everyday speaking?
Yes, there was around 18 to 19 permanent members of ESA. So they were made head of those small groups that were formed on the spot. So yeah, we shared our feelings, and we not talked a lot about each other, how the stuff is going on, how they are coping that in their coping this stammer in their office or professional life. So yeah, those sessions were specifically arranged by Dr. Sachin.
I see. I see. And did you get a chance to talk to the other women?
Yes, actually, I shared a room with them. They were both around 18 to 19 years of age, and they were very, very cute, and we talked a lot. Yeah.
Oh, good, good. And was it their first experience at a TESA conference?
I didn't get your question.
For the young women that you shared a room with,
Yeah.
was it their first time at a TESA event?
Yes, absolutely. See, this conference came into place only about 2 to 3 years ago. So yes, those girls were very young, and they were able to attend the conference only because that conference was organized around their area of around their homes. Like, they were all from Mumbai, so the conference was organized around Mumbai, so they were easily able to come there.
Oh, I see. I see. Now, you mentioned that obviously there's a lot more men than women that stammer, and it played out like that at the conference, and in your support groups as well. Would you say that it's easier for a man in India to stammer?
I'll not say that it is easier for a man. Stammering is equally suffocating for both of the sex. Like, if you are a man, you have to earn, and you have to support your family really. So internalizing the this that stammering in India is easy for a man than to a woman. I do not agree, but I will say that men can easily, seek help. They get support from their families. On the other hand, the girls in India are not much supported by their families, so it may be hard for them to, stay with it.
I see. Well, thank you for clarifying that. I didn't mean to make a generalizing statement, but I just wanted your opinion.
Yes.
Yes, you're very straightforward, and I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
And
Yeah.
you're also a wonderful communicator. You express yourself very well.
Oh yeah, I will take it as a compliment, and I'm so much happy to hear that. Yeah.
Do you find that you're able to express yourself well in your college classes?
Yes, actually, as I have already told you, this past 1 year was a big, was a big, brought a big change in my life. I think that I am more expressive these days, and yes, I can easily communicate with all my teachers and my friends here.
And what do you think has been the number one thing that has helped you most with your acceptance?
I think getting in touch with other person who stammers. I can see that there are a whole lot more guys out there that are not even able to speak their name, or are not able even able to utter a single word, but yes, they are so much confident and so much happy in their lives. They have accepted that. So that encouraged me to look into myself and to see that what in my life I really desire, and I have found my happiness inside me.
That is wonderful, and I'm so happy that you have that confidence and that you have been able to share that with us. I just want to say thank you so much for being a guest with us on today's show. Your honesty and your courage is absolutely refreshing.
Thank you so much, Pam, and I would like to thank you especially for giving me this opportunity to come into this podcast and to talk to you. I think I am not here to represent my country, but yes, I think it will give all of you an idea how a woman stutter and survives in India.
I think so too. And I think that your story is going to inspire a lot of people. And for that, again, I just want to thank you.
Yes, thank you too.
And this has
Well.
been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.
Namana.